Hey babe, finally coming to bed?
Uh-oh. I know that face. Which game was it?
Sometimes I just really feel like I'm the only fucking person playing Dota who has any kind of game sense.
Oh boy, what happened this time?
Reload. We get to the picking screen. We get a mid, safe lane carry, a support, an off laner. I tell this guy to either get a second support or go jungle. I don't get an answer, but what I do get is him randoming Storm Spirit after we already had a Pudge as a mid arrow. And then we politely ask him to buy support items, but the only response we get is like 20 pings on the minimap for the middle lane and a muffled middle lane. And at that point, I was already about to face desk and flip the entire apartment so hard. But whatever. It's not like he made a mistake yet, other than not going support and forcing our mid onto another lane. So, yeah. And so we start the game. It's going good. And within about a minute, I hear first blood. And yeah, I didn't even have to look that it was him.
Oh boy, I'm pretty sure I know where the story is going already, but do continue.
Yeah, the game pretty much just went downhill from there. They had OD mid, and needless to say, we got ganked and ganked. And then when the gank stopped and we started fighting for map control, we just got ulted every time and pretty much demolished.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I was hoping you'd be able to get one more good run in before the night was out, but gotta love people.
Yeah, I'm pretty much, but it's not worth getting worked up over, and it's just really annoying when it's something you invest so much time in, and there's always this one person who can never keep up.
Oh, no, trust me, I can definitely relate. But hey, at least it wasn't as bad as the first time you tried to teach me Dota. Do you remember how bad that was? I'm pretty sure that what you had in kills was about as many times as I died. Come to think of it, I don't even think I did any damage to the other team. But hey, at least I look cute and I tried. Oh, come on, I see that smile. Though I'm pretty sure my title for that was just Queen of Gankdom at that point, because I had all I it was just horrible.
Meh, you're right for a noob. It just takes time to learn. I have patience, you know that.
For a noob, huh? I suppose that's a compliment from the master after all, but I'm kidding. Though you definitely were patient with me, and that's one thing I definitely like about you. No matter how much I may drive you crazy when we game together, you always stick it out with me, even though I'm pretty much always the first to die in every game.
Yeah, whatever. It's just a game, and I relax more when I play with you anyway. You relax me, babe.
I try my best, but it's always nice that we can just sit back and play games together. Just us being silly, not having a care in the world. All right, now come to bed. Give me cuddles. Cuddles, cuddles, cuddles.
Okay. Here I come.
Oh my God, you dork. Just, oh God. Just don't land on me. I'm fragile. I'm fragile.
Fragile.
Oh my God, I swear. What am I gonna do with you?
I don't know. I mean, you do have a few options. You could give me up for adoption
Oh God.
or send me away to a boarding school. Or, you could just put me down and just let me be a goofball.
Oh God, like I let someone else have you. But I, you know what, we'll go for goofball status. Definitely goofball status. But seriously though. You're amazing, you know that?
Yeah, I know I'm pretty darn awesome, but so are you, my little kitten.
You and calling me that. At least you aren't calling me Cupcake anymore. That was horrific. Just never, never again. But let me, real talk for a minute. I never thought that this would happen. That you and I would be here together like this. Heck, When we first met, I wasn't even a blip on the radar. You legitimately friend zoned me.
I friend zoned you. You friend zoned me. I was crazy about you the moment we met, but you didn't even seem interested at all,
Oh.
cupcake. I'll never get tired of hearing it. So keep boosting my ego, please. Pretty please with cherries on top, ma chérie.
Oh my God. Ugh. And even though you royally kicked my ass in every game that we played, but I digress. I digress. I swear, every day that I get to wake up next to you, I'm thankful to have. And yes, I know I'm getting all mushy and girly and you hate it, whatever, but I never get to say it enough. So let me have my moment. Thank you.
Oh, hon, you're wonderful. I want to wake up with you every day so I can run my fingers along your soft skin, teasing you lightly as you slowly wake up.
I can hardly think of a better way to wake up in the morning, I swear. Now, let's get some sleep, Mr. Night Owl. Sweet dreams, babe.
Sweet dreams, and don't let the bed bugs bite or the monster under the bed eat me. I'll totally offer you as tribute.
You suck.
No, you.
No, you. Whatever. No, go to bed. We're not doing this tonight. Nope. Night, honey.
Okay, good night.